Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nerve Adventure Bible for Early Readers is a children's Bible published by Zondervan and presented in the New International Reader's Version, or NIRV, which adapts the language of the Bible for early readers. Designed for children roughly ages 6 to 10, it combines the full biblical text with visual and instructional features that support independent reading. The hardcover full-color edition is especially geared toward making scripture approachable, using shorter sentences, simplified vocabulary, and a layout that is easier for young readers to navigate. Beyond readability, the book functions as both a Bible and a learning tool, offering book introductions, a dictionary, a concordance, maps, and themed feature pages. Its purpose is not only to present biblical content in a child-friendly format, but also to help children understand historical context, remember key verses, and apply lessons through interactive activities. In the children's Bible category, it stands out for balancing accessibility, educational support, and engaging design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the NIRV translation makes biblical reading accessible for early readers. The central feature of this edition is the use of the New International Reader's Version, a simplified Bible translation intended for children who are still developing reading fluency. The language is adjusted with shorter sentences and more familiar vocabulary, which lowers the reading barrier without removing the structure of scripture itself. That matters because many children's Bibles only retell selected stories, while this one gives access to the complete biblical text in a form young readers can handle. The reading level is aimed at children around third grade, which makes the book suitable for independent use while still realistic about the limits of beginning readers. This design choice also reflects a broader educational purpose. It supports not just religious instruction, but literacy practice within a familiar faith-based setting. As a result, the Bible functions as a bridge between story-based children's materials and a full, continuous Bible text that children can gradually learn to read on their own. Secondly, full-color design and illustrated sections keep children engaged with the text. This Bible is built around visual engagement as much as textual access. The full-color presentation throughout the book helps keep the pages inviting for children who might otherwise lose attention in a large block of text. Special feature pages, jungle safari-themed sections, and illustrations tied to biblical content create a sense of exploration that matches the Adventure Bible brand. The visual design is not decorative only. It supports comprehension by giving children concrete cues about people, places, and events in Scripture. For early readers, this matters because comprehension often depends on whether a page feels manageable and interesting enough to sustain effort. The hardcover format also signals that the book is meant for regular use rather than occasional browsing. In practice, the combination of color, illustration, and themed layout helps the Bible compete with the visual expectations children already have from schoolbooks and storybooks, while still preserving the seriousness of a full Bible edition. Thirdly, feature articles explain biblical culture, characters, and memory verses. A major strength of the book is its use of short educational features that expand on the biblical text. Life in Bible Times articles describe ancient daily life, while People in Bible Times profiles introduce key biblical figures in a child-friendly format. These additions help young readers move beyond surface-level reading and begin understanding that the Bible emerged from real historical settings. The Words to Treasure sections emphasize verses for memorization, which adds a practical learning rhythm and gives children concrete passages to revisit. Did You Know Facts add another layer of curiosity by answering background questions that might otherwise interrupt reading. Together, these features create a guided reading experience rather than a bare text. They are especially useful for children who may not yet have the context to interpret unfamiliar customs, names, or places. Instead of leaving those gaps unaddressed, the book quietly teaches how to approach scripture with attention, memory, and context. Fourthly, Live It activities turn biblical lessons into practice for children. The Live It activities give the Bible a practical dimension that is especially important for younger audiences. Rather than treating scripture only as information to be read, these activities suggest simple ways to respond to the message in everyday life. That approach reflects a common challenge in children's ministry. Children may understand a story or memorize a verse, yet still struggle to connect it to behavior or decision-making. By including hands-on prompts, the book helps translate biblical themes into concrete action, which makes the reading experience more participatory. This is also a useful teaching strategy, because early readers often learn best through repetition, application, and visible connection between ideas and action. The activities do not replace the text. They reinforce it by showing how faith can be expressed through small, age-appropriate steps. In that sense, the book is not only informational but also instructional, helping children begin to think of biblical reading as something that shapes conduct, not just knowledge. Lastly, reference tools make the Bible usable for independent study. the inclusion of book introductions, a dictionary, a concordance, a subject index. And Maps gives the book a level of navigational support that is unusual in a children's Bible. These tools help early readers locate passages, understand unfamiliar words, and see how books of the Bible relate to one another. The map section is especially valuable because geography is often one of the hardest parts of Bible reading for children to grasp. Likewise, the dictionary and concordance reduce dependence on adult explanation, allowing the child to practice basic research skills within the Bible itself. This makes the book more than a reading edition. It becomes a training ground for learning how to use a reference Bible. For parents, teachers, and church leaders, that means the book can support gradual independence rather than permanent supervision. The hardcover full-color edition is therefore positioned not just as a children's devotional resource, but as an entry-level study Bible designed to build long-term familiarity with Scripture navigation. In conclusion, NERV Adventure Bible for early readers is best suited for children ages 6 to 10 who are beginning to read the Bible on their own, as well as parents, teachers, and church leaders who want a structured first Bible for that stage. Its practical value lies in the way it combines readable text with teaching aids that make Scripture less intimidating, simplified language, visual design, contextual articles. Memory verses, activities, and reference tools all work together. That combination gives young readers more than a simplified Bible story collection. It gives them a real Bible they can gradually learn to use independently. Compared with many children's Bibles, it stands out because it keeps the full biblical text while still building in supports for comprehension and engagement. The full-color format, adventure-themed features, and navigational tools make it especially effective for classrooms, Sunday school settings, and family reading. For readers seeking a first Bible that balances accessibility, educational depth, and child-friendly presentation, this edition occupies a strong position in its category. If you would like to support Zondervan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.